Okay, today we're going to Be'ez Hashem finish the 8th parak and begin the 9th parak of Maseches Trumos. We are up to Parak Ches Mishnah Yud Beis. So we were talking about in the last Mishnah that if you have a bunch of loaves of Truma bread and an Ovid Chavim comes to you and says, give me one and I'll be Metame it, or if you don't give me one, I'm going to be Metame all of them. So we had the question, are you allowed to make that choice to pick one to be Metame it in order to save all of the rest of them? So we had said that you're definitely not allowed to be Metame it be Adai. But according to Rabbi Shua, you can select one out. You're allowed to select one and put it on a rock and let the guy take it. So says Mishnah Yud Beis, V'chein Noshim Shamu Lehem Ovdei Chavim. If you have a case where there are a bunch of women and Ovdei Chavim come and threaten and they say, Tnu Achas Mikem Unetama, give us one of these women for us to violate her, for us to be Ma'anes her, V'im Lav. And if you don't give us one of the women, Harei Anu Metame Miskulchem, we're going to take all of them and we're going to be Metame all of them, we're going to violate all of them. So Yitamu Eskulan Valyim Sulem Nefshachs Miyisrael. It's an unbelievably difficult moral dilemma, but let them all become Tamei, let them all become violated by these of the Chavim, and let the perpetrators perpetrate this evil act rather than us be the ones to choose someone to be violated. You have similar Mishnayos when it comes to giving someone over for life or death, right? That they say, give us one of you, or we're going to kill all of you. So you have, I think, a discussion of Maseches Harios, if I'm not mistaken about that Yaharig Nefesh Achas Miyisrael. So we discuss over there, unless he's already Chayiv Misa and he's really a Rodef and he's the reason why these Gayim are after you in the first place. But in a typical case, you're not allowed to be Moser Nefesh Achas Miyisrael. So even though Rabbi Yeshua said in the previous Mishnah that you're allowed to designate one of the loaves and just put it there, but you can't make such a choice with human beings. You're not allowed to choose one person over others. Now, in the Tosfos Anshei Shem on the bottom of the Yachin Boaz Mishnayos, he points out that this is a great chiddush, because when it comes to a woman's role in Tashma Shamita, the Gemara describes that in Maseches Ksuvos and elsewhere, that a woman, and Maseches Sanhedrin, that a woman is karka olam, that whatever violation she has in having a bia asura is only b'shevi al tase, it's with total passivity, so it's not considered a real violation. So you would think that it would be more likely that you'd be allowed to give one over to save all of the women, since she's not really doing the maisa anyway. So that's the chiddush. It's l'rabusa, that even if you give one over, it's not going to be an avera of arayos, because an isha is karka olam, like the Gemara tells us in a few places. But we want to say that to such a chiddush, you're still not allowed to give one over. But the truth is, the same would be true for men. If they asked for one man, you wouldn't be allowed to give him over either, and that would just be less of a chiddush. That's why we don't describe it in terms of men. Now, moving on to a new topic, the 9th parak of Maseches Trumos. So the halacha is that when the Kohen has Truma, so he's allowed to eat it, he's allowed to drink it, and Sicha Kishtia, so he could rub it on his skin, and that's good too, but he's not allowed to plant it. So if he plants Truma, strictly speaking, that which grows from such planting is Chulin. However, Chazal made a Gzeira that we treat that which grows from it as Truma. And the reason they made such a Gzeira is very simple, because the Bartimaeus explains, not over here, but a little bit later in the parak, that the reason they made such a gezeira is that if a person were to know that if I plant these truma seeds, the growth is going to be chulin, I'm going to be more likely to keep the truma around until it's time to plant, rather than just eat it. And the longer you keep truma around, the more risky it is, that it's going to become tame, that someone who shouldn't be eating it is going to eat it. You want the truma to be eaten as soon as possible, so we don't want to take any sorts of risks with it. So says the Mishnah, Hazare Truma Shogig. If a person planted Truma without realizing what he was doing, he didn't realize that it was Truma that he was planting, so Yofach. So the Chiddush is that it is permissible for him to destroy those plants in the ground, to plow through the soil and destroy that which is in the ground. Not that he's obligated to, he can let it grow, but he's allowed to. It's not considered that he's destroying Truma. But Umezid, but if he knowingly planted Truma, he knew exactly what he was doing, then Yikayim, then he's not allowed to destroy it. It doesn't have Kedushas Truma When something grows from truma until they get to one third of their growth. So, but before that stage, then you know that they're destined to grow and to become truma. So we view this as a sadashal truma. We view the field as the Bartanura says, there's a shame truma ala sada, and therefore it appears like you're being ma'aved as a truma, even if it's not yet one third grown. But imhevi ashlish, if it already is one third grown, then it's not just appears like. Then it actually is a sadeh shel truma. So then, ben mshog ben mezid ikayim. Then you're not allowed to destroy it because then it's actual truma that you'd be destroying. But ube pishtan, if it's flax that is growing, mezid yofech. Then even if you did it knowingly, you're allowed to destroy the flax even after it grows one third, because flax is not something. Flax stalks are not something that's edible, and therefore, even though it's truma, you're allowed to destroy truma in order to prevent people from using it in the wrong way, and. They might benefit from the truma stalks, so we allow you to destroy it in such a case. So to review quickly what we learned today. So in Perek Ches Mishnah Yud Beis, we learned that if there's a group of women and Nebuch Rachman al Tzlan, a bunch of Avdei Chavim come and say that you got to give us one of these women to violate, or else we're going to go after all of them. We're going to take all of them. So then the halacha is you're not allowed to hand over a single person. You're not allowed to select a person to hand over to them, let them violate all of them, let them be the perpetrators of such a terrible act, rather than us aid in perpetrating such a terrible act. And then Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if a person plants truma bishogeg, so plants truma and it's not yet one-third grown, so if he did it bishogeg, he's allowed to destroy the growth. If he did it bimezid, he's not allowed to destroy the growth because it already has a din of truma, and if it already is one-third grown, then regardless of whether it's shogeg or mezid, he's not allowed to destroy the growth, he has to keep it there, and if it was pish, then if it was flax, then even if he had done it bimezid, and it's already one-third grown, he's still allowed to destroy it at that point in time. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.